Now, Granny Zabner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the population of Pine Ridge is one less than it was last week, and the army has been increased by one, Mousy Gray being responsible for these particular statistics. And while the population is dropping, those remaining at home are constantly short burdens. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library, busily engaged in some literary pursuit, while Abner is out delivering groceries.
Two leading characters in Gilbert the Boy Trapper. Get 2 out of 3 on this.
Oh, they cut down the old pine. We got 2 postcards at the post office this morning, Lum.
Well, good.
Doggy, it's sort of cold out.
Yeah, it is.
Nice. What are you writing on there?
Oh, nothing. Just a batch of questions.
Questions?
Yeah, they're for a radio program. I heard on the radio the other night.
Oh.
You send them in and get stuff.
Oh.
Who's the postcards from?
Why, one of them's from Buford Adams over Cherry Hill, and the other's from Mousy.
Mousy?
Yeah.
Well, what does he say? Did he get inducted in the Army all right?
I reckon so.
What does the card say?
Well, yeah, I'm fixing it. It says, Dear Lum and Abner, arrive safe.
Good.
Everything going along fine. Except they can't find a uniform that will fit me.
Oh, for pity's sake. Well, he never did have clothes to fit him.
No.
It wouldn't bother him.
The quartermaster. What's a quartermaster, Lum?
That's an office in the Army. He's a... he's an officer.
Oh, what does he do?
He handles the quarters.
Quarters?
Yeah, he's in the finance department, I think. One of them handles the dollars, another the dimes, and he has charge of the quarters, I reckon. It's all done systematic, set away.
Well, I ought to know.
Sure.
What's the matter if he's such ignorant?
Well, what did you say about the quartermaster?
The quartermaster must think I am a good soldier because he wants to transfer me already.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. When he was measuring me for a uniform, he said he had half a mind to send me to Ripley's Column.
I knowed he'd make good.
I don't know where that column is stationed, but it sounds good to me.
Well, good for Mousy.
Yes, sir.
Ain't been in the Army but a couple of days, and already they're advancing him.
Oh, I knowed he'd make good. I knowed it.
Well, what else does he say?
Must close now. Your friend, Private Lou Ellen Snavely Gray. P.S. The Army is just like a mother to me, only bigger.
Good old Mousy.
Yes, sir.
Sounds just like he always did.
Oh, ain't changed a bit.
I'm glad to see his success in the Army ain't went to his head.
Oh, well, Mousy wouldn't do that. He's a good boy, Lum, Mousy is.
Who's the other postcard from?
I said it's from Buford Adams.
Oh, yeah. What does he want?
Why, he wants me and Elizabeth to come over to Cherry Hill and visit him and his woman next Sunday. I want you to come, too, if you want to.
Well, it's thoughty of him to ask me to.
Yeah, I reckon I better call Elizabeth and tell her to start getting ready. Takes a woman 4 or 5 days to get ready for a trip, no matter how little it is.
Well, wait, Abner. You can't go to Cherry Hill.
Huh?
How are you going to get over there?
Well, same as we always did, I reckon. Just get Cedric and get his car and drive us over there.
Cedric can't go that far in his car, though.
Oh, it runs pretty good, Lon.
I know. All he's got's an A-book, though.
Well, he can take his book along and read it. I don't care what he does, just so he drives us over and back.
I ain't talking about that kind of a book.
Huh?
I mean a ration book. One you use to get gasoline with.
Oh.
Cedric can't get enough gas to go to Cherry Hill.
No, dog, that's right. I forgot about that. And see, who can we get then?
Well, there ain't nobody you can get. That's unessential driving, as they call it.
You mean we got to stay home?
Why, of course.
Well, I do know.
The fact is, I've decided to postpone a trip I was sort of planning on myself.
What trip was you planning?
One to Washington.
Washington?
Yes, sir. I know it is awful busy there, and I got a lot of problems to figure out, so I thought maybe me and you ought to go there and see if we couldn't help them out.
Well, I never knowed you was aiming on doing that.
Well, I was going to surprise you with it.
Well?
I reckon we'll have to wait now. Dick Huddleston said we oughtn't to try to travel right now, on holidays and all.
Well, Dogger, are we just going to have to sit home all the time now?
Well, you know, Abner, I've been studying on this the last few days, and maybe that's a good thing.
Good thing?
Yes, sir. I believe it's going to be good for us, all us folks here at home, to stay home a while and learn how to enjoy the things we got. I think we'll all start being more friendly and getting better acquainted with our neighbors and the whole situation.
Well, I'm acquainted with my neighbors. Ulysses S. Quincy lives south of us, sir.
Yeah, but you don't actually know your neighbor.
I've known him for years.
You ought to have him drop over in the evenings and sit around in your parlor and get him around the piano, the organ, and sing songs with him, stuff like that.
Mom, I don't believe old Ulysses can sing a note. There's the worst one voice I ever heard in my life. That'll drive folks away from home listening to him.
Well, you don't have to sing. I just use that as an example of what you might do.
That's a pretty poor example when you got Ulysses around. I'll say that for your ID.
Well, you can do other things. Lots of other good, wholesome things you can do.
What?
Make popcorn balls.
Oh.
Parched peanuts and...
Huh.
Stuff like that.
No.
For instance, you can sit around and discuss culture subjects.
Discuss what?
High class stuff. Literature. The classics. Science. Good music.
Huh.
You know, them concertos and big symphonies and all that.
What in the world are you talking about?
I'm talking about raising the culture standard of Pine Ridge. That's what I'm talking about.
How?
Me and Professor Sloan was discussing different stuff the other day, and he said this would be a good time to start up a discussion club.
Oh, another one of the professor's ideas, huh?
Well, not all of it. I studied up some of it myself. A little bit, anyway. I helped think of the name of it. I done that.
Have you got a name for it already?
Oh, sure. The Pine Ridge Golden Era Discussion Club.
For the land's sake.
And I'm the president of it.
Well, law me, you mean you actually got it organized already?
Oh, yeah, sure. If you're going to do something, get it done. I've always said that.
Well, when does this here Golden Goose Club...
Golden Era.
Well, whatever it is, when do you have your first meeting?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, over at your place.
Huh?
We figured that'd be about as handy a place as we could get for the first meeting. Nobody'd have to walk for her, and... Then Elizabeth's awful good at fixing up cocoa and sandwiches and such as
that. Well, now, just a minute here, Mom. I don't know if I'm going to let you hold a meeting at my place or not. Whereabouts can I go if my house is all cluttered up with you club fellers?
Well, you won't need to go no place. You'll be right there with us. You're a member of the club.
I am.
Why, sure. The fact is, you're a chartered member.
Well, good for me. I never even know that John.
Yeah.
Here I am at whatever you said I am. Know me if I ain't a goer.
I reckon we'll start about 7:30 or 8.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll get out the checkerboard.
No, now. We ain't going to have no checkerboards around. This is a culture meeting. We just discuss high-class subjects, famous paintings, and such as that.
You mean we're just going to sit there and talk about a picture?
Well, that and music and literature classics like Shakespeare and Gilbert the Boy Trapper and famous books. Professor Sloan knows a lot about that stuff.
Well, I believe I could talk about them while I was playing checkers.
No, you can't now. I want you to concentrate on this.
Oh.
Time you was getting your culture standard raised up to a higher level. You've been ignorant too long.
Yeah, maybe so, but what ignorance I've got, I've always used it to good advantage. I'll say that for me.
Yeah, but that ain't good enough. You got to be more like me, smart and intelligent. You don't want to be left behind in Pine Ridge's golden era of culture, do you?
I don't know. I might want to after listening to you.
Well, I ain't going to let you, I'll tell you that. It's my duty as leader of the golden era to see that you keep up with us.
Are you the leader of the golden era?
Of course I am. Fact is, Professor Sloan said I was the Socrates and the Confucius of Pine Ridge.
Did he say that?
Well, he never come right out and said that, but he said that's what Pine Ridge needed, and he's looking right at me when he said it. Well, I know what he meant.
Well, what did he mean by that? Who is them fellers that Soccer and Confucius are?
Well, I ain't for sure just who Socrates is, but you heard of Confucius.
No.
He's a feller made up a lot of sayings here a few years ago. Just like me and my old Eddard sayings. some... Well, we're a whole lot alike in a lot of ways. Awful smart, both of us.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. To be honest, I believe I'm just a little ahead of him, because I've noticed that he takes a lot of my sins and claims they're his.
Boy, that's making the weed.
He does.
Well, does that other fella, that talker, does he do that, too?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to wait till we get that set of encyclopedias before I find out about him.
What set of encyclopedias?
The ones I'm going to get soon as I send in this batch of questions I'm writing up here.
Oh, is that what you're doing that for?
Yeah. I figured we'd need such books as that for the discussion club.
Well, are you sure they'll send them to you, Lum?
Oh, sure. If the fellas they got on this radio show I told you about can't answer my questions, I get the encyclopedias.
Oh.
I reckon I better get an envelope address and get them in the mail, too. Hand me that pen over.
Well, are you sure them radio fellas can't answer your questions, Lum?
I know they can't. Because I studied up some good ones.
You did,
just
huh?
Listen to this one. Name two leading characters in Gilbert the Boy Trapper.
Oh, that's a good one. What's the answer?
Well, I ain't worrying about the answers. That's up to them experts.
Oh.
I think Gilbert's one of the two leading characters, though.
Well, who's the other?
I don't think there is no other. It's sort of a trick question.
Oh, me, they'll never get that.
Of course not. Almost, I hate to send these questions in. I hate to show them experts up.
Yeah.
You know what's liable to happen? I'm liable to start something. Them fellas is stumping them so bad that they'll begin sending me questions instead of trying to answer them themselves.
Well, they sure enough.
Well, am I smart as I am and all? Let's see here. I'll finish addressing this.
Yeah, what's the matter? Won't that pen write?
No, the pen's all right. Granny's. I wonder if there's some other show that's giving away encyclopedias.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing. Only thing, I'm supposed to address this envelope to information, please, but...
But what?
Oh, nothing.
Well, what is it, Lum?
Abner, have you got any ideas how to spell information?